was the son of a preacher man.
Essendon, Havel and Great Wall, sticking together with all of Melbourne.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr on SEN.
It's with a bit of an apology to people listening outside of Victoria that we tend to bang on about the VFL as much as we do, and certainly as much as I do. It's as important to football here, clearly, as the SANFL is in South Australia, the Waffle or the TIFF. It is for us what... This is the oldest football competition in the world, the VFL, and it's got an incredibly important place in Australian football, and it's going through a seismic transformation at the moment, and nobody understands it better and follows it more acutely than Paul Amey, and he's been good enough to join us on the show on occasions when important developments are taking place, and it sounds like we're on the cusp of another range of those finding their way into the public domain. Paul, thanks for joining us again, mate.
Sure, no props. Hi.
What can you tell us? What do you know about what the VFL is going to look like in 2021?
Oh well, I mean, there's still a little bit of to play out, Andy. But so the licences have been sent out to the clubs last Friday. They've now got to confirm their participation. But we can say that all the VFL standalones will be participating, and that includes the Northern Bull Ants. They'll fly again as the Bull Ants after the alignment with Carlton ended pretty suddenly in March. So, you know, it's been a pretty rotten year everywhere, I suppose, but I think that'll be one of the best stories in sport this year, sort of a reclamation of that Ants logo and brand, 138 years as a footy club. Great story.
Will it be Preston, Paul, as far as you know, or will it remain the Northern
Bull Ants? So they'll be operating as Preston and trading as the Northern Bull Ants.
Okay.
So they'll be taking out the jumper and Joshy. They've assembled a very good team because look, I mean, in March they said, you know, they didn't know how they were going to go forward when Carlton ended the alignment. You know, there was, I think, Stevie Papel, the president, said, well, we'll have to fold. But since then, they've worked incredibly hard. They've got Stephen Ick in as CEO, Joshy Fraser as coach. They've got Bob Tregear, the ex-AFL Victoria chairman. He's on the board. Stevie Papel, he's a goer. He's got all the energy of a power station, and he's pulled it all together.
You've summed it up pretty well. How far, in terms of being a destination club within a feeder system, Paul, will they and others become now the hubs for, you know, under-19 programs, women's teams? Do you have any clarity on how all of that's going to play out?
So that's probably, you know, a little bit of way off from the revamp of the competition, Andy, but certainly I think there's a desire from the AFL to bring the NAB league, boys and girls, under 17 and under 19 programs closer to the VFL. And, you know, the AFL has sent out some proposed zones to the Victorian VFL clubs.
Yep.
And they've had some discussions about how that might look. I think there's been some feedback. I think they'll be tweaked, before they're implemented.
Paul, have you been in contact with, you know, some past senior players at the Bull Ants, and do you get the sense they'll come back in droves?
I'm not sure they'd come back in droves. No, I haven't. We haven't spoken to any of the past players, Bob. It's sort of, I think it's only been Friday that they've been able to say that they'll be back. Yep. But in that sense, they haven't been able to say it because the AFL has asked all the clubs to probably sit tight on this information because they're going to launch the revamped VFL / East Coast competition after the AFL Grand Final. So, it'll be interesting to see.
How many teams do you reckon we might be looking at, Paul? Ultimately, how many do they have? Is there any sense that they've settled on a number of teams in the comp?
Oh, I think it could be as high as 20 because the AFL also confirmed that the NEFL teams, Aspley, Southport, Sydney Uni, plus the AFL affiliates, had also been sent out licence offers. So they're in the process now of sort of confirming their participation. I believe ASQI's having a meeting tomorrow night, so it could end up with 20 teams.
Not going to be an inexpensive competition to run, is it? Like, when you take all of that into account, this is going to need some serious financial commitment from the AFL and from all of the state bodies as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, the travel cost, you know, you would imagine would be significant. I think they've told the clubs it'll be a fly-in, sort of play-your-game, fly-out arrangement to try and peg back costs. And they're talking about, trying to restrict the travel for each club to, you know, two or three visits interstate.
Yep. Hey, mate, it's on the evidence that you've provided today, there's going to be a lot of there'll be a lot of people smiling, I reckon, as a result of this. The VFL standalone clubs have been offered licences to be part of this East Coast comp, whatever it's going to be. Hopefully it's called the VFL, but I understand if they need to come up with a more, you know, suitable title for that. But for the history of footy in Australia, hopefully it does become something that lines up with the, you know, the history of the game. Irrespective of any of that, it's good news for a lot of those foundation clubs that have been here, as you said, for over 100 years in a lot of cases. This is a potentially very good outcome for footy in this little corner of Australia, mate. We'll continue to watch with interest, and hopefully we can grab you when further developments are revealed. Thanks for coming on the Savo.
Easy. Well done.
Good on you, mate. That'll mean a lot. If you're out there and you've been an old Bullants fan or a Port fan or a Willie fan, or that'll mean the world to people, Bob. I know that that's like 2% of what we spend our time talking about from a footy pie chart, not even 2% probably on this radio station, but for thousands of people around
Australia,
that's
really...
Whatever
the percentage is, it's a pretty important one. Passionate.
And at a time when the grassroots of the game are under real stress, this is important that there's a commitment from the people with the money to this is worth...
I would also think a good opportunity, Andy, of the silver lining of how we now live our lives, of being very much contained to a local community.
Well, I agree.
I think we might see a resurgence of hop on your tram line. I mean, the Bullants is on my tram line. I'll go and watch them.
Look, we'll get, because there's stuff I want to talk to you about. I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, Mario's in Fairfields, jumped on the line before we get to the break. Fire away, Mario.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, mate.
Good, mate.
I was talking about the NFL players that you were talking about and why they go on for a little bit longer. That was Drew Brees today, who has the most touchdowns and the most yards in NFL. But I've got three reasons why, and this can relate to AFL, cricket, any sport in the world. One, you want to have another chance at glory, maybe win the championship. You might have a chance of winning one more.
Yep.
Two, you get paid well, especially NFL. It's ridiculous. But Drew Brees is getting $14 million to play one more season. Like, it's ridiculous money.
Yep.
But that relates to any sport. And the third, and I think it's probably the best one, is it's just a lot of fun. Playing sports for a living, it's a dream come true for most people. And if you can keep on going to your very last inch of your fibre to play sport and get paid for it, and you're living the dream. So if I can go on for one more year, Bob, you know this, when you played sport, unless you're not enjoying it and you're injured, different story. But if you're enjoying it and you're having fun with your mates and the club,
you make some great, Mario. We've got to get to a break, but I don't think anyone's going to...
Yeah. We can argue the toss on the order of the importance, but I think you've covered a fair bit of ground there.
Yeah, I don't think we were arguing with any of those assertions, mate. A break. Back with more after this.